You are on Texas Standard Time.
Alas, today's top story seems to be getting uglier. Something economists have feared is happening, a full-on trade war with China. In just a moment, we'll try to explain the beef between Washington and Beijing. But first, the beef closer to home that's likely to be affected by this trade war. Mose Bouchel of our home station KUT has been making cattle calls.
Texas doesn't actually export much beef to China. That's because U.S. beef was banned there until just last year. But the tariffs will still mean cheaper steaks and burgers because of a different meat, pork. Here's how. The Chinese eat a lot of U.S. pork. It, too, is facing tariffs. That will trap more pork here in the U.S., driving its price down. Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson explains what will happen next.
So as consumers, we look at pork and, oh, man, that's a good deal. So if we choose pork instead of a more expensive beef or a relatively more expensive chicken, then, you know, those prices react too by coming down.
Good news if you eat a lot of meat, bad news if you grow and sell livestock. Anderson says if tariffs continue, prices will eventually rise again as producers sell off livestock that they may have intended for the Chinese market. I'm Mose Bouchel for the Texas Standard.
But it's bigger than beef. How much bigger? Tom Benning, Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, has been counting the ways. Tom, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the collateral damage here in Texas, let's roll back the clock for just a moment. 12:01 this morning, Washington launches tariffs of 25% on a range of Chinese imports. And right around 12:02, China fires back with tit-for-tat duties. Before we get to Texas, I want to get past the politics for a minute. What's the ground-level explanation for these tariffs? What could China have done to stop this from happening, notwithstanding the fact that these weren't necessary for President Trump to announce in the first place, many would argue?
Well, I guess let's roll the clock back even further if we can. So there's a couple different factors going on here when you look at the extraordinary trade actions that President Trump has taken this year so far. So first, we have the fact that in recent years, China has flooded the global market with excess steel.
Got it.
And that's where we get these steel and aluminum tariffs that have been in effect for a few months now. And we've documented the impact in Texas and beyond about what's happening there. Second to that, China is again the main target here with these tariffs that went into effect this morning. Most everyone agrees with President Trump that China has long flouted conventions on trade practices, whether it's with intellectual property rights or other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's looking for a way to punish them. And the way that Trump has decided to go about doing this is launching these tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods. So that's kind of the backdrop here. I don't think many people are going to disagree with President Trump that China is a problem in some cases, but there's huge disagreement on the way he has approached them.
But could China have done something to say, okay, we will comply with your core objection, which would have been what? I mean, is there something China could have done?
For a time, they were at the negotiating table. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, what the president has complained about a lot is the fact that there's a trade deficit between the U.S. and China. In other words, we import more Chinese goods than they import American goods.
Yeah.
And so for a time, China said, well, okay, what if we buy, you know, a certain amount of additional American goods? Maybe that'll help. And they were getting close to that agreement, and then everything fell apart. So that's where we're at right now. So there have been possible solutions. And then you have to keep in the backdrop here that China is integral to ongoing negotiations with North Korea. So
right.
This is a trade story, but it's so much more as well.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the effects in our own backyard here. I know that you've been looking into that to not some small degree. What does it look like? How does it look like Texas is going to suffer as a result of this back and forth?
As we know, Texas and its economy is very dependent on trade, thanks in part to NAFTA and so many other factors. It's the number one export state in America. So you got to think about these tariffs and the two waves that they were. So we have the tariffs that the U.S. put on China. You got to think of those as a tax that's going to be paid by someone in the U.S., whether it's a business or a consumer. The administration has said that it's tried to limit the harm to consumers with this first round. But nevertheless, there are businesses in Texas that have been quite clear that the additional costs they're going to face from these tariffs will mean that they will have to curtail investment. They will have to potentially lay off workers, and ultimately they'll have to pass along those prices to consumers in some form or fashion.
What kind of businesses are we talking about?
Well, one in particular that made the case to the Trump administration up here in D.C., just as an example, is a company called Sandin International in Wiley, Texas. They make air conditioning compressors for automobiles.
Okay.
And there were three tariff lines for some parts that come from China that they said that's going to cost an extra $3.5 million a year if these tariffs go into effect. And they said, please remove these or else we're going to be forced to lay off a certain number of our staff. Well, we haven't heard yet what's happened today, but those tariff lines were still included on the list. So they're in a tough spot now.
Dallas Morning News has reported that over 156,000 Texas jobs are vulnerable to disruption. That's second only to California. And that two Texas counties are among five counties nationwide with the greatest exposure. And we're talking about, I believe it is Tarrant County and Harris County. So we're talking about a county in North Texas and, of course, of the Houston region. Why those two?
I can't speak to exactly why those two, although certainly in the Houston area, you have a lot of port activity and a lot of trade-dependent economy there. But beyond that, it's important to think that really no corner of Texas is going to be untouched by this if this trade conflict lingers. The other side of the coin here are those tariffs that China put in to effect as retaliation. And that really goes after the agriculture community, which is obviously enormous in Texas. So we're talking about some mainstays here with cotton, grain sorghum, soybeans, wheat. These are products that are huge in terms of China being an export market for them. And it's harder to kind of necessarily the immediate effect of when you think about it, if the export market dries up, that means that demand is decreased, commodity prices drop, and then these farmers are left holding the bill. So if this stretches on, then you could really see some pain in Texas's agriculture community, which is obviously a foundational part of the Texas economy.
Have you had a chance to talk to any farmers?
Indeed, I have. And many of these farmers, they're still optimistic. They know that the president has spoken about the agriculture community with almost a certain kind of reverence, and he's promised to protect them. But, you know, they can't help but be worried right now. They got a lot of skin in the game, and while many of them are still wanting to trust the president that this is going to work out okay, it's at the end of the day, they're the ones on the front lines.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what emerges as kind of canary in the coal mine. I was thinking about when we were talking about Tarrant County. I believe that's where that huge General Motors SUV plant is,
in Arlington, that's right? Yeah, and of course, that's the next round here. It doesn't just stop today. The Trump administration is investigating whether or not it should impose tariffs on all imported automobiles, which... there's the GM factory in Arlington, but then also you have Toyota's U.S. headquarters are now in Plano. So,
right.
I mean, there's the additional rounds with China that could be coming up. So, that's one thing that lawmakers like Senator John Cornyn have asked. How does this end? And at this point, I don't know if we really have an answer to that.
Tom Benning, Washington correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, covering this story. Tom, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.